Hi, and thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And a lot of the time when we hear the words family history or genealogy, we don't think that it applies to us. And many times people think it's an important thing to do, but that it might be easier to do when they're retired or they just have more time to devote to it. And the sneaky little thing that I've found out about genealogy is that it can take as little or as much time as you have to offer. So I recently started getting into researching my own family history in the past year or two, and also doing indexing when I have some free time. And indexing is actually probably the quickest way to help other people do their own family history work. So today I have a friend of mine on the phone from Chicago. Amanda Jensen is a professional genealogist. She has a bachelor's degree in family history and a master's degree in digital humanities. And she's here today to talk with us about how to make genealogy more fun and doable. Thanks for being here, Amanda.
Thank you for having me.
So what first got you interested in genealogy work?
That goes a long way back. For me, my first experience was actually visiting my grandmother. She lived on the Pennsylvania-New York border, and it was on a summer vacation. I was only 5 years old. For me, the first thing I saw, she was up early in the morning and she was looking over pedigree chart, which for anyone not familiar with them, they start out with one person and they branch off into father's line or mother's line or whichever parental person would be in charge of any given person. And so she was looking over her information and I started looking at it, and this was before I could read. So I was asking her who the people were on those charts. I'm not sure if everyone would be quite as precocious as I was asking about charts that their grandma had out, but I got interested pretty quickly with it. I literally couldn't even read yet, but after I looked at the charts, I asked her if she had any pictures to go with it, and she brought out two grocery bags of pictures.
Oh,
and
we spent
the rest of the afternoon looking over pictures, and she was, I'd ask about this person on the chart. I could at least point to who the people were. I could tell there were things there. And then she had the pictures and she would explain stories. And I was pretty much hooked from there on out, even if I wasn't able to do a lot of research or a lot of anything in depth at that point.
Mm-hmm. And then what made you want to pursue this in your studies and as a career?
Sure. Once you get bitten by the bug, most people, they'd love to make it a career, but it's frequently a hobby. The vast majority of people that I know, they do have a different day job. it's not a common profession, but for me, it just got to a point where I was lucky enough during my undergraduate years to find the major at BYU and felt like that was the right thing for me to do at that point. From there, I've been in the field now for more than 17 years.
Wow.
And I've, as the field has progressed and exploded exponentially since I first started back in the late 90s, I've noticed that the main things are the tools that are involved more so even than the actual research being performed. So the for those who started out with floppy drives and things of that nature a long time ago, the internet made it expand worldwide. So
So
the tools that are online are the ones that are used constantly, daily, and regularly, just as it were, go viral.
Yeah, I mean, technology, it seems, has just, obviously in the last 17, 18 years, has grown leaps and bounds, but it makes this type of work, it makes really any research a lot more convenient and even maybe a little bit more enjoyable. So why do you think people in the younger generation aren't as involved in genealogy as maybe people that are a little bit older?
I find that it depends on access and it depends on if they recognize what it is.
Hmm.
A lot of people in the younger generation, I guess you could say, they might be interested, but they may not understand that family history is more than just charts, and it's more than just graphs and books. Although all those things are critical, and honestly, I don't see genealogy being done without them. I see those being bedrock. But at the same time, I see it being, they're more interested in the stories, and they may not see the stories that are involved as actual real genealogy research. I mean, every good story needs some research behind it, and that's where the actual profession comes in, is looking into what documents corroborate or disprove any given story. I don't like to mess up somebody's family history as far as what stories they have been told. I just like to see, okay, is there a little difference here, or is there something where most of the facts are right, but maybe this one detail's off.
Mm-hmm.
So I do see oral history, which is what those stories are. It's bona fide. It's a historical method called oral history. And those are valid. I never want to ever dismiss someone's family stories. I just want to see what documents corroborate those things, if possible.
Right. To find out where they came from, what parts are true, what parts might have been elaborated on over time.
Or changed.
Yeah. And they can learn maybe even a little bit more about themselves. I know I've learned a lot more about maybe why I do the things that I do when I've read old journals or heard different stories or even seen pictures of ancestors that I realize, oh, I have her eyes kind of, or different things. And it makes it really enjoyable for me when I'm able to do that. And I mean, a lot of people are busy and they work full time or they have crazy schedules with their families. But I think everyone has, you know, 15 minutes a day that they, or 15 minutes even once a week that they can schedule in and say, okay, I'm going to dedicate this time to learning a little bit more about my family and in turn learning a little bit more about myself as well.
Right. Or even if someone's on public transit, that's a great opportunity to look at your phone or to look at a mobile device and to play on it and to see what's there. As far as right now, genealogy apps are increasing on a daily basis, and the big four, two of which would be Ancestry and Family Search, they definitely have apps that allow people to look at things as they're traveling. If they're just sitting there waiting for something or otherwise would be listening to music on their phone, you can do the exact same thing, except that you can just point and click and add documents as you're waiting for the train to go somewhere.
Right. Now those are really good ideas. And then just to wrap up, how do you feel like you have been changed from genealogy, and how do you think your faith has been affected by it as well?
For me, it did start very young as far as my interest in it is concerned. But at the same time, I've had big gaps in where, not just training on the professional level, but as far as interest. And I've learned that the more that I look into it and the more of a solid foundation I get from seeing what was good and what was bad, because every family has got both. I don't care who you are, every family has both. But seeing them both and learning from it and deciding for myself whether I'm going to repeat things or to figure out a way to rise above it, perhaps, That is something that I find to be extremely useful in my life on a daily basis. Testimony-wise, publicly, I am a member of the church, of the LDS church, but at the same time, I can see that my personal faith basis has grown and developed the more that I've worked on genealogy. And I've seen others where they, depending on the person, about what faith they believe in or whether or not they do believe in faith, that's always a personal question for each individual, but seeing whether somebody, for example, was a minister or whether they fled one area because of their religion, to see how religion works on a generational, on a daily basis, or what people have decided. It's definitely part of traditions for many people. And so I see genealogy as a very improving artifact.
Right. And it's very inspiring. I've found, you know, to see the hard things that my ancestors have been through, the the pilgrimage they participated in from England and Denmark to come to United States for religious freedom. And then I do have LDS pioneer ancestors that walked across the plains to find religious freedom in Utah. And it makes me realize that if they could get through those hard things, and if God was there for them and helped them through those hard things, I can trust and have faith that He'll be there for me. And it's wonderful to see a heritage of faith throughout many generations of my family. So thank you so much for your wise words and your great advice today, Amanda. We appreciate you being here. So later this month, on July 15th through 17th, FamilySearch.org is sponsoring a 72-hour worldwide indexing event where they hope to get 72,000 volunteers to donate time to help enter census data, birth, death, or marriage records in an online database. And really, this makes it easier for people to search for their own family names when they do genealogy. So to find out more about that, you can go to FamilySearch.org and sign up for a free account. I want to end today's episode with a quote from the former United States President Woodrow Wilson. He said, quote, "A nation which does not remember what it was yesterday does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do. We are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we have been about." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.